On the show today, we have the original Sensei leader, Jim Bouchard, on the program talking about his upcoming presentation at the upcoming CU Leadership Conference next month. I think it's the end of July, beginning of August, but he's going to be talking about uncertainty in leadership and how it permeates an organization. So very timely, very topical stuff for Creighton. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Jim Bouchard, the original Sensei leader. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Gosh, we go back, gosh, I mean, what, 3-4 years at least doing interviews with you guys? So
it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Very
you
cool.
You still have your hair. I'm jealous.
Oh, well, it's less day by day. The hairline goes back. So, but we're okay. We're all right.
There you go.
As long as we're healthy and the heart's beating, we're good with that. So,
right. That's it.
Indeed. So, what have you been up to? Let's give a quick a recap on who you are, what you do, and what you've been doing.
Well, we've been sharing the Sensei Leader movement all over the world. Isn't that a nice thing to say?
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. We were in Mexico last year. We were in Cuba with the Caribbean Confederation of Credit Unions, in fact.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they had their conference in Varadero, Cuba, which was really a lot of fun. We've been all over the states. Heartland Credit Union. I'm going to leave people out to Cornerstone, Virginia, mm-hmm. Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
All these are, I'm just trying to remember the credit union folks, a lot of them. And then where are we heading next? I think for credit unions, the leadership conference is mm-hmm. going to be the next one.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. Workshop with Heartland again out in Kansas City.
Okay.
And then Kenya.
What?
We're going to be heading to Kenya. Yeah. Isn't that neat?
Wow. What are you going to be doing there? Just a quick summary.
Turning people into senseis.
There you go. All right. Right? Well, enough said.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're going to be and we might be working with credit unions there too. Credit unions and cooperatives there. So
okay, we'll have to get you connected with the folks at the World Council of Credit Unions. They're good folks there, and they are they do the global thing there. So
I believe they're mixed up in it.
Oh, good.
There's an organization called Cusco mm-hmm. that we're involved in. So yeah, no, really looking forward to that. I mean, you know, all over the world, people are turning on to this idea of human centric leadership and mm-hmm. realizing how important it is, right? To return the humanity to leadership and keep it strong. That's the other thing. I mean, yep. I should say, you know, we're getting a little choosy now. We tend to work with great organizations, right? And so we're there to support them, not necessarily to change anything, but exactly. to support them, help them grow and bring it to the next generation.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's so timely right now, because the next generation is moving up the
right.
The career ladder, so to speak. So it's
that's
really
rapidly.
Important. And especially in the credit union industry, because we're having this big executive turnover now. Now, you know, the CEOs that have been in their offices for, you know, a couple of decades now, who have set the table really nicely for us. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying, you know what, it's time for my next chapter. And so this new leadership is coming in. So that's a really good topic you're onto there.
No, that's something that, you know, we're hearing again, kind of neat to say this, but from all over the world. And you know, I just like to impress on credit union leadership that, you know, that's a good problem. I mean, it's a tough problem to deal with day to day, but it's a good problem because you had great leaders that stayed for a long time, right? But now all of a sudden we've got to fill the void.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is.
Yep, indeed. This leadership succession planning is so important right now. So very cool.
Always.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's get to the CU Leadership Conference that you're going to be at.
Right.
It's in what, early August, I believe, or end of July, early August, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
so it's going to be in Las Vegas, I believe.
It's the intersection. I think it's the conference runs from July 31st into the first few days of August. Yeah.
And you're going to be one of the keynote speakers there. And so let's get your topic. So I kind of want to not only promote the conference to get people there, because I've heard mm-hmm. really great things about this conference, and then also, you know, get your message out there too. So kind of give people a teaser of what you've been talking about. So can you give us a quick overview, and then maybe we'll get into some takeaways as well?
Sure. The focus there is going to be dealing with change and uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're going to share, you know, we're going to share the 8 strategies for effective leaders that we always share, but with a particular focus on dealing with change and uncertainty. That's a huge topic, again, and not just in credit union space, but, you know, credit unions have been dealing a lot with uncertainty in regard to regulation, the turnover that you just talked about.
Yeah.
And the merging, you know, the different challenges just to stay competitive, catching up with the digital technology. And, you know, I don't get into the technical end of it, but, the human side of dealing with that is the same. It doesn't matter what you're particularly dealing with as far as a change goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there it is. Yeah, a lot of change, and there's going to be even more, right? Change isn't slowing down, it's accelerating.
Yeah, that's the one constant in our life, is change.
That's what Lao Tzu said a couple thousand years ago, right? The only thing, how did he say it? I think he said it just like you did. The only constant in life is change, right? Yeah. The only thing that lasts forever is change. That's what it was.
Yeah. I concur. And we're experiencing it right now. I mean, and faster than ever, especially from a technology standpoint as well.
Right.
I mean, technology is
moving
at light speed today, and it ain't slowing down anytime soon.
So that's got a lot of Creighton leaders a little nervous
as well.
Well, it's a huge concern on a number of fronts because, you know, while this technology can unite us to a great extent and connect us to a great extent, it also creates barriers, right? And that's one of the focuses that we're talking about, is that we have to preserve our humanity in the middle of all this technological acceleration because, I hate to use the cliche, but at the end of the day, right, all business is an interaction between human beings.
Right.
That's the part we need to pay attention to, right?
That's what it boils down to, yeah. Yeah, because we're all in this digital world, day in and day out, and you and I are doing this digital thing right now. But when it comes down to it, it's, you know, a face to face meeting. There's still nothing better than a face to face meeting, but that's what it boils down to essentially. You know, so
yeah, this is the next best thing, but the operative word being the next, right? I mean,
it's
just not as good as being in the same room.
Yeah. So what are a couple of takeaways? I don't want to steal the entire thunder of your of your presentation, but are there a couple of nuggets that you can share from your presentation that will kind of spark people's interest here?
Oh, sure. You can have the whole thing. You know, I repeat myself a lot. That's what you do when you're teaching, right? You have to repeat yourself a lot.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah. No, one of the things, you know, I think one of the operative things about change and uncertainty, first of all, we can't avoid uncertainty, right? Uncertainty is a reality, and it's a constant, as you just said. So it's not and you know what? I was talking to somebody interesting. This is somebody you need to talk to. His name is Jared Nichols, and he calls himself a futurist. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot different than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And he helps people with this concept as well. It's not about predicting the future. We can't do that. You want to make the dragon laugh, tell him your plans for tomorrow, right? An old martial arts thing. But it's and he says not even a matter of managing it. And I'm in complete agreement with him. It's a matter of changing our mindset. It's a matter of adapting our mindset to be prepared, right, for certain probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? The more we train, the more we prepare ourselves, the more we can strengthen these human interactions and connections. You know, that's where my focus is, because when change and uncertainty comes down, we need to respond to it. That's all it is, right? And we're going to respond much better as an organization. We're going to respond much better if we have those strong human connections, so that we can go to the person in the next office or in the next department and say, hey, here's what's going down. How can we work together to accommodate this? And that way, I say, hey, embrace the uncertainty, because one of the beautiful things about it is that's what gives us all the opportunities, right, to learn, to grow, to change, to evolve, to test ourselves, test our organizations. The best organizations that are responsive to this uncertainty change and are able to embrace it and embed that in their culture, you know, they're the ones that are adapting in pace with the change, right, with the acceleration change. And that's how they're outpacing their competition. You know, you want to die in business, just sit still.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there are companies that are, you know, proving that right now. Actually, there was a company called Blockbuster who proved that a while back compared to what Netflix did. You know, Blockbuster sat on it, rested on its laurels. And, oh, no, we're fine. Meanwhile, Netflix was just, adapting and adopting and pivoting and all that type of stuff. And now look where who is who. You know, look where they're both of them are at. So that's a
great example. And look how fast it happened.
Yep.
Right. I mean, literally overnight they disappeared.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
There used to be one like on every. It used to be like a Starbucks. You know, there's a Blockbuster on every corner. So.
Yeah. They better watch themselves too, right?
Yeah. No doubt. Well, I don't know.
Everybody,
Starbucks.
Everybody.
Is, everybody.
We
I think
all
they're
do.
Good to
I mean,
go for a
we
while.
All do.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Cool. So yeah. So and the thing for me about uncertainty, it keeps you on your toes as well, because you don't know, but it keeps you on your toes, so you're prepared. You're always prepared for whatever's going to come around the corner. So that's kind of what I was thinking when you were talking. Is like, okay, it keeps me from being complacent, basically.
Right. So, yeah, it sharpens the sword. And here's the other thing too. I mean, we all do. I mean, it's human nature. This is well documented by psychologists that we tend to adhere to status quo. I mean, we like what's comfortable. That's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
don't rock the boat, so on and so forth. But that can be a huge problem, especially in business. And the thing is, it's not about, you know, I hate that cliche, you got to step outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You can bring a little of the comfort along with you,
sure.
Right? Like I said, it's just about embracing the opportunities that are there. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't want to abandon. That's one of the big messages that I try to share is you're not losing what you have. You're enhancing it, mm-hmm. right? And you're moving forward. If you're losing any part of what you have, those are parts that need to be lost.
Right.
Those are parts, and you know, and it's the old story, right? It has to do with forgiveness, but I always use it in this context as well. You know, if you're carrying a bunch of heavy bags, if you're going to get anywhere, you better put some of those bags down to keep moving, right? Otherwise, they're going to slow you down and eventually mm-hmm. stop you. So that's the process of it. So yeah, we try to open a dialogue so people will share their trepidations, because that's a huge part of it. The first step in managing any sort of fear about uncertainty is to recognize it.
Yeah.
Identify exactly what's making you uncomfortable, and then say, okay, is that a real concern? Is mm-hmm. it a legitimate concern, substantive concern, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it incidental? It's just something I'm clinging to from the past.
Yeah.
I can put that forward.
And for a credit union, I mean, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty that, like, I think we kind of alluded to this earlier in the show here, is like there's a lot of uncertainty with regulations. There's
right.
obviously uncertainty with the technology that's happening right now. A lot of disruptors mm-hmm. out there that people are freaking out about. Rightfully so as well. And, you know, there's uncertainty with the market, with rates and all that type of stuff as far as lending goes. So there's a lot of, I mean, talk about uncertainty.
Right.
We're right, this industry is right in the middle of it.
No, it is. And you know, and look at probably the toughest one to deal with is the regulation, because of all of the things you mentioned, that's probably the least predictable, mm-hmm. right? We just don't know. The political winds are changing so rapidly in the regulatory world that, and not just for the CU industry, but this is applicable to many, many different industries.
Yeah.
We just don't know what's going to happen. You know, a little bit of a shift, because we've got on a national level and in most states, we've got about a 50-50 tipping point, mm-hmm. right? The configuration of legislatures mm-hmm. and whatnot. So just a couple of seats can change the whole landscape, and all of a sudden you're thrown in, you know, into a different course.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the idea is what you can do is you can reasonably account for, you know, the top three or four things that are probably going to happen. You can at least count for the top two, right?
Yeah.
If team A gets in, they're likely to do this. If team B gets in, you're likely. So the trick, you know, to really being comfortable with uncertainty is to prepare for both to the best that you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a plan in place for both. Get mm-hmm. people trained, you know, to deal with both, and then to be responsive and quick. And that mm-hmm. goes to the onboarding and training, you know, younger leaders. And mm-hmm. I'd have to say, you know, by and large, you know, it's not that those of us who are long in the tooth are bad at it. A lot of leaders are very good about being responsive, but the longer we're at an organization or entrenched in a role, then it gets more difficult. We don't want to change as much then. So mm-hmm. the younger leaders are really coming in, and they're used to the pace of the technology changing too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They grew up with it. They don't know any different.
Yeah.
Right?
That's normal for them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary when you talk to somebody that's 25, 30 years old and they don't know what a rotary phone was. Or they don't understand, like, you and I were the remote control in our family.
I know. I have to get up and change the channel? What?
Dad would kick me. I'd get up, change to one of three or four channels that we had. That was,
exactly.
That was it.
But
yeah, that's a whole different planet than what people are, you know, used to now.
Indeed. And you kind of actually answered my next question. Is like, what advice do you have for credit unions to be able to handle this uncertainty? I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do, there's only so much you can control, but what right. advice do you have, a couple of nuggets of advice for credit unions out there to deal with this uncertainty? Because you actually kind of alluded yeah. to it in your last response.
Well, two huge ones. First one is try not to spend a lot of, you know, prepare, but try not to spend a lot of energy being worried about what you don't have control over,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we do that. You go to a meeting, I've been to several meetings like this, where there's a lot of discussion about, say, a regulatory change.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we try to bring it down to basics. Say, well, yeah, it sounds pretty ominous, but it's going to be probably A or B or some incarnation of that. So let's just back up and get ready for one of those
yeah.
instead of conflating it into something that's unmanageable,
mm-hmm.
right? And the other one is, for God's sake, don't leave it to the last moment,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's it, right? It's
yeah.
much harder to respond, you know, quickly when you haven't done the preparation work before. And that involves empowering people, which
mm-hmm.
is to the core of what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want people to be responsive and you want them to be able to make facile decisions and make them quickly, then you've got to empower them. You know, the manager tries to motivate, right? Push, prod, pull. The leader inspires and empowers.
Yep.
And that means getting people the resources they need, getting the tools, not just delegating.
Mm-hmm.
Any idiot can take up a list and look at a skill set and divide.
You do this, right? You do that. Yeah.
Yeah. But to truly empower people, to make sure that they've got everything they need in place and that they're continually in that mindset of training and preparing. That's mm-hmm. that's really the key. It's simple. It's just yeah. not easy, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially when there are, you know, pressing priorities day to day. You can't leave it on the back burner. You got to make it part of your ongoing
process. Because that kind of puts you in a, that kind of pushes you into a corner too. And you can, it's really hard to make rational decisions or just good decisions when you're pushed back into a corner. It's like, oh my gosh, we got to get out of this somehow.
one of the many parallels between my life as a fighter and training leaders, because I, believe me, in my boxing life, I can remember being pushed into corners and how hard it, you're right. It's very hard to fight your way out of a corner in the boxing ring or in business. Perfect metaphor for that. And
there's your next presentation, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, and in business, it's probably even more painful. You know, the pain from boxing, that lasts a few days. In business, you get boxed in a quarter, it could be lethal, right?
Indeed. Indeed. All right, Jim. Well, anything else to add on this topic here to kind of wrap it up here? Or anything else to add? And then we'll see, you know, where can we see you next? Or you got any new books coming out? Anything like that you want to talk about too?
Oh, geez, thanks for asking about all that. In fact, right now, if people go to the senseileader.com and become part of this movement, and we really are calling it a movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've identified that it's not just a program, you go and you talk about something, you leave it there. People are joining this movement from all over the world wanting to support and cultivate this human-centric leadership. So we're giving away the Sensei Leader in an ebook format.
Oh, wow.
And all people need to do to join with us is just come to the website and sign up.
Perfect.
We're doing free webinars now. Well, I don't want to call them webinars. We're going to call them online workshops.
There you go. That's better.
Yes, it's much better. And it's about, you know, as far as Las Vegas is about, let's get some people in the room. You know my work. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not about me lecturing. It's about let's get a dialogue going, right? Get a healthy conversation going, and let's talk about these issues and see what we can come out. Right?
Yeah.
Come out.
Yeah. Your stuff is very hands-on, very practical, and motivating as well. So I think that recipe works really, really well. So you've got it dialed in really well.
Well, I get bored with lectures, so I don't want to subject other people to them.
Yep. Right there with you, man. Right there with you.
Yeah.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again. Appreciate the time as always. Yeah. And keep up the good work. And if I make it out to Las Vegas, look forward to maybe grabbing lunch or something with you.
Oh, please do. Yeah, we're planning on doing a little hospitality. So make sure you look us up and we spend some time together.
Sounds good. All right, Jim. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.